The governor says approving a new law that would be quickly overturned by a court wouldn't do anyone any good. He contends that's just what would have happened with these proposed caps on pain and suffering lawsuits. The Wisconsin Supreme Court earlier this year struck down Wisconsin's old cap on malpractice suits that was adjusted for inflation to roughly $445,000. This new plan would have instated a cap of $450,000 for adults who sue over malpractice and $550,000 for anyone injured while a minor. In his veto message, Doyle said one of the bill's primary failings was that it ignored one of the court's major concerns, that caps cannot be set unreasonably low. The governor called the GOP plan virtually the same one that the court struck down, at only $5,000 higher in cases involving adults. But when Republicans drew up this new plan, they said evidence in other states showed that anything higher would render a cap on lawsuit damages ineffective. They said these levels were needed to keep doctors' malpractice insurance rates from skyrocketing. Republican Speaker John Gard says lawmakers will try to override Doyle. If members vote the way they did the first time this issue came up, they could have a good shot at it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.